Home. It is more than four walls and a roof. Home is a feeling. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and I believe that home is the most important place on the planet. Here, I dive into all things home, whether it's tips from my latest DIY project or interviews that examine what gives a house that something special. Join me as I get to the heart of the home. Welcome to this episode of the podcast. It's always fun when John can play a little hooky from work and join us. He's actually not playing hooky from work.
I'm working you in to my schedule.
He's isn't that nice? I've been scheduled in to the day.
There's a very short window in my schedule today.
Well, today we're going to be talking all about holiday traditions. You know, through the years, we've been married 16 years.
16. So 17 Christmases together.
Holy moly.
Yeah. Had one while we were dating, and now 16 while married.
We did. And actually, the one when we were dating is the very first time you said, I love you.
What movie? Oh, we were watching, what was the movie? Moulin Rouge, I think.
What? Yeah, I don't remember that.
Pretty cheesy.
I just remember I was leaving. I was leaving your mom's house to drive back home to Provo. And you were like, oh, drive safe. I love you. And then you were like, wait, what?
Like my eyeballs got huge.
Wait, what did I just say?
And then you looked at you like, oh crap, what's she going to say back?
Luckily, I said, I love you too.
But with this kind of like laughing face.
Because it was, you didn't mean to say it. Anyway. Okay, moving on. Now that we've gotten that story out of the way, we're talking about some traditions that we've built up through the years. We've had plenty of time to build traditions. And for the last 6 years, 7 years, we've had a baby. Six, I guess. 6 years. We've had children involved.
Seven? 7 years, yeah.
Well, she's six.
Right.
How does math work? Math is hard.
She starts at zero and goes up to one. So for the past
7 years, we've had children involved, and it's been very important to us to build traditions into the holidays to make them more memorable and fun and sort of center memories specifically around traditions. So today, we're going to share some of our favorite holiday traditions with you. The Heart of the Home continues in just a moment. Hi, everyone. I'm jumping in for a minute to tell you about our newest Stagg Design launch, the Aspen Collection. This collection is elevated and grounded in earth tones and hand-painted patterns. Use the code HEARTOFTHEHOME for $10 off your next purchase. At Stagg Design, we believe home is what we make it. You can find us at stagdesignshop.com. That's Stagg with two G's. Okay, so the first tradition I wanted to talk about had to do with decorating. Surprise, surprise! Yes, one of my favorite things about the holidays is getting everything all decked out in our home for the holidays. I really feel like it changes the mood and tone in our home, don't you think?
Yeah, you should see the volume of boxes I have to pull out of storage around Christmas time. It's like half of our storage room is Christmas decoration.
You know what, though? You usually don't complain about it.
No, it's fun.
Because you love it, too.
Totally.
I've converted you. I brainwashed you that you love decorating for the holidays too.
And luckily you change things up. It's not like we've had the same decorations for 16 years. You've changed things a little bit every year so it feels fresh. And I think I would be less supportive if it were just kind of the same old stuff every year. But it's kind of fun.
There are some constants though that are,
of course,
you know, more precious, more special that we bring out every year. But I have tried to switch things up. You know, I'm going to share a little insight into John right now. He hates old things, which is very different than me. I love old things, but John hates old things.
I'm not nearly as sentimental as Jen is, that's for sure.
No. So he, if something's looking old or crafty, he doesn't really like crafty
things. I do not like crafty stuff.
No, nothing like needlepoint, nothing.
surprise.
You know, crocheted, he gets a little like, this can't be in our house. So I do kind of switch things up, make things feel fresh and modern. But when it comes to the trees, we have three trees in our home, which I know some people are like, oh, that's so excessive. You have three Christmas trees, but they serve three very different purposes. I know people who have like six Christmas trees in their home.
There's always someone worse.
There's always somebody worse. Right. I would say we're middle of the road.
Sure.
Right? Yeah. So our upstairs front room has a tree, and that's been the newest tree addition. Well, I guess the girl's tree is the newest, right?
Right.
But this one, I've always wanted a white
flocked tree. And John was always like, we don't need another tree. Like, we're not buying another tree. And then I came across one a few years ago on clearance after Christmas for a steal. And I bought it. I didn't even ask him. I just bought it. And I took it home. It was so cheap and it's beautiful. And I love it.
That's actually gorgeous.
It's gorgeous and it's serene. And it's the color scheme in that room feels very modern and fresh. It's like blushes and white and navy and sky blue. And
yeah, it just glows at night.
Oh, it's so beautiful. Yes, it's just lovely. So anyway, so that tree serves sort of it sets the tone in our home. When people first walk in, that's the first tree they see. I also think it feels serene and yeah, just kind of has that beautiful glow.
Pretty
at night.
Simple, not a ton of stuff on it, but right. Simple, classy.
Okay, so the next tree is the opposite of that. It's still classy, I think, but it's our family tree. So this is the tree that we let the kids put up their homemade ornaments. They help decorate it. And also, when we very first got married, we started a tradition with ornaments. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. Yeah. Luckily, we thought of this our first Christmas. We went out and got an ornament that we thought would be that year's ornament. And it was a bird, I think, right? We'd have to look back. We have a little tag on each of the ornaments with the year that we bought them in. And so we started year one with this really cool bird ornament. And then every year since, we've bought a special ornament for that year. It's usually a little bit nicer ornament, and it's always in the same theme. So we have now 16. It'll be 17 this year that we have to buy bird ornaments.
It's either a bird or we have like a few bird cages or a bird house.
Bird theme.
Yeah. Bird theme, because they're building their little nests in the tree. It sounds like put a bird on it. You know, it sounds a little cheesy, but it's
put
actually
lots of birds on it.
We have lots of birds on it. But it's actually really beautiful. Yeah. Right? I feel like it's so pretty. And the girls love pulling out the birds from the years past and looking at all of them. So whatever theme it is, I feel like that's a fun one to start with your kids. Like, and I'm one into themes because I feel like if there's not a thread of commonality in decor, then it feels super hodgepodge. So no matter what it is, say it's like, you know, snowmen. You want like snowmen on your tree. Buy a different snowman ornament every year. It doesn't have to be birds, but birds is just what we picked.
Maybe like year 20, we could pick a different theme.
Nope.
We'll have like the first 20 years of birds. The next, no?
Nope. It'll always, as long as it's that tree, it'll always be birds.
I guess that indicates who has design decision rights in our marriage.
There are many things.
Overruled.
There are many things that you have rights over, but when it comes to decor, I have veto power.
That's fair. We've agreed on that.
Yes. Okay. And then the last tree that we have is a newish addition to the tree collection. It's a pink tree and it's in the playroom.
And it's short.
It's shorter.
Probably like 3.5 feet tall.
And we went to the store the year we bought it and we let the girls pick all the ornaments out. So it's whimsical. When I say a pink tree, it's like a ballet pink.
Like champagne-y pink.
Champagne-y pink, yes. And the girls
check
love
out that color
it.
Knowledge. Are you impressed?
I'm impressed. Yes.
Aren't I impressive?
Yes. You should start naming collections.
All right. Yeah.
Okay. So it's a champagne tree. And yeah, it's sweet. Every time the girls you know, want to hang something on it, the answer is always yes. And the ornaments kind of end up in a collection near the bottom and they're rearranged. And sometimes I find them all over the house because the girls take them off and pretend that they're
jewels.
Yeah. So anyway, but that's just a fun tree and it's just theirs and they think it's really special. Okay, moving on to another tradition, the Grand America's Day. Do you want to talk about that?
Yeah, we started doing this how many years ago now? 6 years ago, I think.
Ruby was like 6 months.
Yeah. Right? So we have a really good couple, friends, who we've known forever since college, since we didn't have any kids and none of us had kids. And we decided when we had our first and they were having their second, so all of our kids line up except for their first that they had a few years earlier than we had kids. But so we go back every year with them. We get rooms that are next to one another. the kids have pretty much grown up together so far, just seeing each other a lot throughout the year. And then, of course, for this stay, and the kids look forward to it every year. We go and we stay in the hotel. It's just not far from our house here, but it's a nice hotel. They do a big thing for Christmas. They have
it
all
feels
these,
really special.
It's a Christmas
fancy.
Hotel. They really make it out for Christmas time. And yeah, super fancy. And it's not super expensive when you consider you're still home, you're not traveling, and the cost is the room. And so totally worth it for the family. And then we go swimming because they have a pool there, of course, indoor. And then there are Christmas lights downtown in Salt Lake City that are gorgeous. And so we kind of have a tradition of things that we do while we're there. We have hot chocolate that we bring in from room service, and the kids just love that. And
we get the matching pajamas.
Yeah, all so now seven kids between us.
They're all wearing the same pajamas. It's so adorable.
Running around the hotel in the same pajamas. It's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So we just love it, not only because it's a fun getaway. It feels like a vacation, even though we're still home. But we get some kind of dedicated time with those friends and
our kids.
It's just great.
Both of our family's kids, they all say it's the best weekend of the year. They love it so much. They think that it's like the greatest thing in the world to hang out with their friends for one weekend and just like.
Kind of like a sleepover.
Parents say yes to everything. Oh, you want more chocolate? Sure. Okay, you want more hot chocolate? Sure. And then they get to see Santa. We have them write letters to Santa. So I think that's definitely a highlight every year for us. Okay. On Christmas Eve, we do dinner with grandparents at our house. We've been doing that since Ruby was tiny as well. So John's mom comes, and then my parents come over, and sometimes my aunt joins us too, if she's available. And I make a Christmas Eve dinner, and the girls have some one-on-one time with grandparents. It's usually a pretty mellow night. Yeah. And then the girls go to bed early.
That's right.
Because Santa has to come.
Yeah, it's kind of cool to involve the grandparents in that Christmas Eve process of getting the kids ready for bed and putting out cookies for Santa.
Reindeer food.
And they can all help us reinforce they better be really good and better go to sleep. And so it's just kind of a nice moment to have with our parents and, you know, not a huge amount of people, but some family intimacy. It's nice.
I'm wondering how this year's going to go because our two-year-old Vivi just switched recently to a toddler bed and she will not stay in bed. She will not stay in bed. So I don't know what's going to happen this year. It's going to be.
It'll be fine. Just have to be careful.
It's going to be interesting. Okay. The next one, we go on a fancy date night every Christmas to, if you're familiar with Utah, for those of you outside of Utah, there's a restaurant downtown called The Roof, and it overlooks Temple Square downtown, and it's beautiful, and they have this amazing spread for the holidays. They play live music. They have a pianist there who plays live music, and it's just fun. Ironically, we usually go with the same friends because they're our best friends, the ones that we do the Grand American Stay with, we go to The Roof with. So that's a fun tradition as well.
Yeah, not super expensive either. I mean, it's a more expensive meal, but it's just one of those things where you can spend a little bit of money and have kind of a consistent experience every year. And yeah, it's kind of cool.
It's really a fun one. In fact, on the day that we're recording this, it's tonight.
That's
our roof date is tonight. So I'm excited. I've already picked out my holiday dress for it. Okay. Another thing that we do is We try not to go overboard with presents in our house because I feel like, you know, if your house, everybody has different, very strong, different opinions about this. And I totally get it. You know, you have to kind of decide what's right for you and your family. But for us, we feel like the kids don't really need a million presents. And they don't. It also, I feel like presents get lost. Right? They don't appreciate or play with things as much if they have a gazillion toys to play with. So
I'd much rather get them one or two gifts that they are really excited to have and that they will play with a lot than five, six, seven gifts that they just kind of get overwhelmed by.
Right. So we usually do like a couple group gifts for the girls, like things for all of the sisters. We're really big on sharing. It's not my toy. It's our toy. It belongs to everyone.
That always works out super well. I mean, they're right in lockstep with us on that concept.
But we do try. We do try really hard to drill that home.
Yeah.
Because if mommy and daddy buy it, or if Santa gives it, it doesn't belong to the one girl in particular. It belongs to all the girls. And I really want them to grow up sharing and understanding that concept. So, but this is my long way of saying stockings, however, we kind of go big on stockings, right?
Right.
Like one or two gifts per person, but stockings are fun because we really try and make the stockings super personal. John takes mine, I take his, and then I do the girls. That Whatever. Falls inside my realm of responsibility usually, right?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah.
I'll admit that.
Yeah. But I try and get things that are personal and fun, things that maybe you wouldn't buy yourself. John's favorite candies.
Yeah.
John
I'm
always
big
goes,
on the candy.
Yeah. So I don't actually eat tons of candy. Like I would rather have like things or you know, but John is like
I have a problem.
He has it's an addiction.
It's a problem.
The first step is admitting the problem.
I admitted it like a long time ago though, and I haven't made any changes.
No. So. He's a full-on candy addict. Even if it's gross candy. This is what I don't understand.
Well, gross if there's not candy that isn't gross. I mean,
so what ends up happening is that my stocking is always stuffed with candy that I never end up eating. John ends up eating it because I don't eat a lot of candy. And he's like,
I'm really
oh,
just buying it for you so
this
that I
is
can
so
end up
good.
Eating it.
As I'm like unwrapping my stocking, he's like, oh, this is the best candy. Have you tried this? And I'm like, oh, I just don't eat a lot of candy. But anyway.
Yeah, Jen has encouraged me to put things other than candy in the stocking. I think that's been an improvement. If it were up to me, it would just be stocked full of candy.
That ends up getting thrown away eventually because nobody can eat
Only
that much candy.
Only if you throw it away.
Okay.
You don't see me throwing away the candy.
Okay. Well, I am dropping the hint again.
Nice.
I don't want tons of candy in my stocking.
Sounds
I
good.
Know that you do, though. I understand. So I'll pick you some good candy out.
Nice.
Okay. This one you put on the list. Rewatching movie collections.
I love movies. I love candy and I love movies.
He's a man of simple pleasures.
Simple, inexpensive pleasures. So we like to, I do, I think Jen does too.
I usually fall asleep.
Yeah, she often falls asleep. But for something about the holidays makes me feel like we should be watching like
Lord of the Rings.
Lord of the Rings or Hobbit. Or The Hunger Games or
Why
Harry
the
Potter.
Hunger, the Hunger Games is the one
that
baffles me the most.
I don't know how that became a holiday one. Teenagers killing each other. I don't know how that became a holiday thing, but it just feels like a Christmas.
Because it's a trilogy, maybe?
Yeah, probably because there's just a bunch of them. And it feels like you should have more time in the holidays to do things that require some commitment, like watching three movies relatively close to one another. Not in the same sitting, although we should consider that because that'd be awesome. It's usually like one a night for like a week. And it's, there's something fun about that. Just taking some time and relaxing. And I love movies. So,
yes. You wish that we had a home theater.
Oh, I tried to build one in this house and it didn't quite work. But one day, definitely.
We will have one day. Okay. Time off between Christmas and New Year's just to focus on family. Why did you put that one on your list?
Kind of the same theme that, you know, it's the end of the year and my work, luckily I have some good paid time off balances that I can hardly ever use. So, in years past, I've been able to take off like the full week between Christmas and New Year's. I'm not sure if that's going to work out this year, honestly, but,
it needs to work out.
We're going
to
do whatever we can to make that happen, but try and take some time off. With the girls are out of school. Although that's kind of a recent thing where the girls are in school. But take that time as a family where we can just focus on family time, good quality family time. Sledding, skiing, if we can. We're just getting the girls into skiing now.
And they love it.
They have loved it because I think we've been smart about how we've approached it. It's been mostly about like hot chocolate and a little bit of skiing.
Yeah, but they did really well last year.
But they loved it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So skiing, sledding. We go swimming, of course, indoors, try and find kid movies and go to like the luxury theater where they have the little recliners and they're watching a kid show and just anything
trampoline
we can do.
Park.
Yeah, indoor trampoline park.
Children's museum. We totally. Literally just say, okay, what do you guys want to do? And they're like, just, like trampoline park, children's museum, aquarium. I mean, they just are like a whole week. So excited.
And it's not all day every day, but at least a block of time every day where we're dedicating that time to the family. And I just love that, having that time set aside for that.
Family parties with gift exchanges. John's family holds a huge Christmas party every year. And for the past 2 years, I've gotten roped into hosting it.
Roped in is fair.
It's fair. It's a fair.
That's an accurate description.
Yes, it's accurate. So it's a huge party and it's a ton of work. I'm getting choked up about it because I'm thinking about how much work I have to do to get ready for
it. It's this Sunday.
It's this Sunday.
Yeah.
And like literally every person in his family usually comes. This year we kind of have a smaller group because there's a couple of people that are out of town. But
and I'm the youngest of seven kids. We're all married with kids and some of them have kids. Some of my cousins, my nieces and nephews have kids. So it's becoming quite a big group.
It's a huge group and we usually have a big dinner and then like the kids have like a little musical number. Ruby's going to play the piano this year. She's really excited. And then we do a gift exchange. Your mom usually tries to come up with some games that nobody wants to play.
My family right? is so over like scheduled, programmed activities. They're just not into it
They're
at all.
Kind of, you know, I don't even know how to describe your family dynamic. They just don't want to do anything they don't want to do.
No.
Nobody is going to make them have Christmas cheer if they don't want to have Christmas cheer. So there is no forcing.
They don't want like planned, programmed, staged Christmas cheer.
But from your mom's perspective, I totally get this because every year she's trying to come up with the game that everybody's going to jump on board with.
Yeah.
And it never.
With the best of intentions.
The best of intentions. It never works.
Yeah.
So last year, we just turned on a Christmas movie and that was like awesome.
That was great.
That was great. She doesn't want to do that.
Remember the time when she thought we should tie ropes around our waist and donuts on the end of the rope and you were like supposed to swing them? So it ended up being like people thrusting their hips. It was the weirdest thing. I don't know why that was a game, but everyone was dying
and
laughing.
Like frosting everywhere. So weird. This year she told me she came up with some game dealing with like a candy bar wrapped in saran wrap into a big giant ball. And then everybody has to put on like ski gloves and mittens and try and unwrap
that
it.
Actually seems like it'd be pretty hilarious.
Really? I'm surprised to
I think
hear
we should
you say
do
that.
It. I'm totally on board with this. We should do this.
I can just already see the look on your brother's faces though. Like I'm not doing
Part
that.
Part of it, honestly, at this point is I'm enjoying making them feel that way. Like, so over it, so snarky about it.
It's
kind of part of the fun.
It's a really tough crowd. your family's a tough crowd. So I don't know. It's a lot of pressure. I hope I deliver this year.
Yeah. No, the family loves to get together. I mean, sometimes they complain about the process of getting together, but once everyone's together, we have a really good time. So I look forward to it mostly for that reason.
And it's so good for the girls to like be around cousins and realize that like families get together. But I have a lot of work to do before Sunday. You going to help me?
We have a lot of work. I'm going to be right there with you.
You have the smile on your face because I know that's not true.
No, I will.
No, you won't. You'll be swamped with work until the last minute. But
if I'm not there right by your side, it's because I absolutely can't be. But we'll figure it out.
Okay. That's the last one on the list. I will add one more. Can I add one more?
Yeah.
Christmas jammies. Everybody does
this,
though.
That's true.
I feel like everybody
one.
Does Christmas jammies. Again, John and I kind of tend to we take on each other, and then I buy the girls, and then I get the girls Christmas jammies.
Do you really want me to be the one to pick the jammies?
No.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
But John usually does a really good job with my jammies. He'll go to like Nordstrom, and he'll find like the... If there's anything I know about my husband, it's that he loves to research.
Yes.
What is the very best thing? So he'll go to Nordstrom and he'll ask like everyone's opinion there. Like, what's the softest, most comfortable pair of pajamas? And then he'll get me those. For 1 year, it was a bathrobe. And he like went to 4 different stores to find the right bathrobe.
Yeah, it's not just
Nordstrom.
Oftentimes, it's a process.
It's a process. Yeah. But they usually come from Nordstrom.
Yeah, because I'd much rather, if I'm spending money, I'd much rather spend it on something you're really going to like one thing you're really going to like. Kind of along the same thing with the girls. I'd I don't want to get them like 10 things that are just okay. I'd rather get one thing that's awesome. And that takes time and effort. And yeah.
With you, I feel like I usually do a pretty good job.
Yeah, totally.
As picky as John is buying my gifts, he's 10 times more picky about his own items. So I feel like I've got it pretty, it's down. I've got it down.
Yeah, you're pretty good at it.
If it's blue, gray, or black.
Yeah, those are pretty safe.
I'm pretty good with the color scheme.
I very rarely like any logos.
No logos. Like that. That's where I was going next.
I'm not a billboard. I'm not advertising for some brand.
Nope, he doesn't like logos. He also doesn't like when things are too tight around his neck.
Yes.
Or his
I'm sure
wrist.
Everyone is very interested in my clothing preferences. I'm glad we're getting into these details on the podcast.
Anyway, I've got your Christmas jammies under control.
Awesome.
I'll just put it that way. And there you have it. Those are some of our favorite Christmas traditions. We would love to hear some of yours. You should give us a little shout out and share them with us. And yeah, thanks so much for listening, everyone. We hope that you have such a Merry Christmas and happy holidays with your family and those that you love. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and you've been listening to The Heart of the Home. I hope you'll subscribe, review, and rate this podcast, and tune in next episode for more Heart of the Home. Thank you so much for listening.